Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Chauncey, it is state finals football time in the state of Michigan.
When this is aired, it's going to be about 3 hours before the game.
Yes.
And we have how many teams now?
We got three teams. We got Mona Shores, Division II. Montague is in Division Five, I believe they are.
Yeah, five.
And our Big Reds are in Division Three.
27-0?
27-0.
Wow.
28-0. Okay. That's quite an event, man. It's hard to do that with the schedule we had.
Man.
You know, we were lucky to come out of there. We was looking at maybe one, maybe two losses.
Let me hit you with this, though. Warren De La Salle. Are they in the playing in the championship?
They are playing Mona Shores in the championship.
Who did they lose to?
Muskegon.
Mona Shores. Are they playing in the championship?
Yes, they did.
Who they lose to?
Muskegon.
And you got Muskegon Big Reds in the title.
And King. They played King.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And how many teams? King lost two games in there.
They lost two.
Yep. One
of Cass. Muskegon and Cass. They blemished. So, of all the three, you got three teams. Four out of four teams that's playing in Division II, Division III. Muskegon beat all three of them, man. That's some kind of a feat, man. Come on. Let's get these Big Reds some hats off things, man.
Man, that's major. This is what I said. I was like, after they beat the last game, I was like, well, you got the Detroit Lions, you got Ford Field, and you got Fairfield.
Okay, I like that.
I mean,
Ford
when you
Field
look
on the Fairfield.
They're going to have to just put a banner over the Ford day because he's played more important games.
Big games.
Ford Field than the Detroit Lions.
They have, man.
That's realistic. I mean, they can say whatever they want to say about previous whatever. I look at, Tony, this is what I look at. The program,
okay,
the finances that we have, because I worked there as a teacher.
Very limited.
We don't have the Clarkston Athletic Department.
No.
With all these athletic training. We got the best, though. Coach Guy, we got the best. They do what they have with the limited resources. They do their best. But we don't have the schools with the big money.
No, we don't, man. We're struggling to get money, you know, and that's just part of what we do.
So what's the how do they find their way back 7 out of 9 times?
Program, man. It's a program. When you gotta go down to the Little League football program, you look at your middle school, and then you look at the freshman and the JV programs in Muskegon. And when you get kids in a community that look towards being a Big Red, it perpetuates itself for kids to get better as they progress through the system. I got a Facebook post where the Big Reds went through the elementary schools today.
I saw that. Yeah, that was at our school. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the kids were excited. And that's what motivates these kids. It's like, you know, man, that was so cool. I want to do that one day. And then, you know, when they get into the program, they find out, you know, it's a lot of hard work. But guess what? These are the rewards. We won't name any names, but we had a kid that transferred from another school and really struggled academically and socially, but got into this program, and it was like day and night. His mom said,
yes.
You know, I was misled.
The brotherhood here. The brotherhood.
I was misled that, you know, things in Muskegon were different than they were in schools across town, and their quality of education was better. And she had to admit that she had did a disservice by listening to other people. But the greatest thing that she done for her son was to got him into this program, and he has definitely become a real young man. So
I'm telling you.
That speaks volumes to the work that goes on at Muskegon Public School Systems, academically and athletically. And if you got a child that you think you may want to send to another school district, second guess that thought. Don't do it.
I mean, just looking at even with our program, I know I've been out for a minute, but I was able to go to a couple of our girls' signings.
Okay.
So you got Liza Winston signing with Michigan State. You got Brianna Alexander signing to Olivet, and Brianna Cruz signing to Aquinas.
Yeah.
All in a week span. That's three scholarships, and we got some more coming. There's two more seniors that are commit, and they're trying to figure out what school they want to pick. So they got money on the table. But I want to commend this one person right here that he always does his job and plays backgrounds. Josh, Coach Josh.
Yes.
Man, if he was not in place, because other schools don't have a Josh.
Right.
They don't. And he's definitely a difference maker when it comes to academics and
huge resource
checking
man.
Up on kids and making sure they qualify for the NCAA. Yep. He's amazing.
Keep them on track. Keep contact with the counselors, the coaches, the parents, and the product is that you get kids that are successful in high school, again, academically and scholastically, and then they get offers from colleges.
And like you said, the kid you said coming from another place, because I know who you're talking about. I'm not gonna mention the names either. He's a stud.
He's a stud, man.
But when you see the self image, it wasn't there.
No.
The character wasn't there.
No.
But it looked like he had ability.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But ability. Nobody could pull him out. Nope. But this program.
This program changed this guy, man. Changed him. His mom's just like, she can't say enough about what has happened to him in 2 years.
I've seen another kid that I've had as a little kid went from center at another school to go to linebacker. I'm like, how you go from center to linebacker?
Okay.
Only at Muskegon.
That's what happens, man.
I'm like, how you go from hiking the ball to being a savage to go get it?
Yeah.
You went from protecting to being a savage because you knew the position. You a linebacker. You're like, look, he going to hike this ball this way. I know how it is. I used to be a hiker when I was at another school.
Yeah.
And I know what it looked like to hike. But now I'm this. They transformed me.
Right.
So I just look at the Big Reds as giving you a different paradigm when it comes to your thinking.
It does.
Yeah.
You hit it right on the head.
Overall.
Talking to coaches, you know, players, you know, they'll tell them that in the beginning in spring camp that, you know, you may play this position in middle school or whatever, but we see what kind of talents you have and we're going to put you here. And then it turns out the kid becomes a beast, okay, because of the evaluation of talent and understanding how the scheme works in our program. This is how you better fit to do what you're doing.
And that's the embodiment. When I say embodiment, that's the embodiment of good coaching.
Yeah.
Because it's not about your play.
No.
Run. It's about your personnel and put them in the best position to find value where they can serve in their passion. That's what Fairfield does.
That's it, man. And when you look back at...
You don't have to have a big playbook if you put the kids in the right place.
No, you don't have to, man. You know, and when I look at the road that everybody else took to get to this playoffs, by far, we had the toughest road. Every team we played in the playoffs were conference champions, okay?
They were good.
From out the gate, East Grand Rapids was their conference champion. East Christian. Grand Rapids Christian Conference.
Cedar Springs. Conference.
Conference champion, man.
Like one loss teams. All those teams had one loss. The last team, Zeeland was a beast. The quarterback
Zeeland had
was
one loss, man. Yeah.
I thought he was going to do something.
Yeah.
They did.
But the deal was at halftime.
Yeah.
The halftime adjustment that these coaches make.
It's amazing. Everybody else can't make them.
It's amazing. It'll shut you down.
It's like fighting. Tony, when I look at Muskegon and like being a fan and just watching, observing, and seeing the kids always working out, I look at Muskegon as like a heavyweight boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you fighting another prominent program, and you punching.
Oh, yeah.
They punching you back, and you say, okay, now let's take my best punch, and you punch your hardest. And when they punch back, we punch. The Muskegon punches again. Muskegon punches again. Muskegon punches again. Then you punch. You're like, whoa.
You counter that jab and hit him with an uppercut cut. You know, you're starting to figure out now what he likes best, and now you're going to counter that, and you're going to attack. Those weak spots, man.
Man, that's amazing.
So as a team, they're going to go to the movies Friday night, and guess what movie they're going to see?
Remember the Titans?
Creed 2.
Creed 2. Oh, yeah, they're going to be ready. I wanted to see that.
Yeah,
I wanted to see that yesterday.
Team to watch that.
I seen something with the internet. I took one of my nephews that's like 10.
Yeah, thanks to some very generous alumni. They're going to be able to go and watch it. Free drinks, popcorn.
Oh, they're going to be gassed up.
It's going to be straight for them, man. Yeah, so we're excited. And, you know, we got to talk about M Live Player of the Year, okay?
Oh, yes, sir.
We
got to
talk about that.
The Humble Beast. I call him the Humble Beast.
And I think somebody told me that they need to change that helmet on the trophy.
Yeah, that was me.
That the helmet needs to look like it had to be a big red helmet on that trophy.
I don't see it stopping.
No, because he's going to repeat. He will get it next year.
And his other kids coming after him.
And last year, okay, in the runner-up we have, Khalil Pimpleton, that's the year before.
Deshaun Thrower was in
there. Deshaun Thrower. Yeah.
Man.
So You're right. They might need to rename that. It's like the Super Bowl title is the Vince Lombardi Trophy. We need to change this M Live to the Big Red Trophy.
Yep, put the M on the side. We not. It's not. No shade it's on nobody else. It's just.
It's just facts, man.
They done played Muskegon.
It's just facts, you know. But again, hats off to that young man. I've listened to him speak a number of times. We know what his parenting background is. He's just a grounded, religious young man. And he's humble, like you say. And it couldn't happen to a better person, man. A lot of stuff he was carrying.
He was good his whole life.
To make the transition, okay? He made a transition this year. And I would think that it was tough. It had to be tough to leave.
You know, I was out. You know, I could tell you what I was hearing, because like where I work out at, a lot of guys come from different schools,
different parts of the community. Yeah.
Early in the mornings, these older guys, they was like they'll be there, and I come to him with my Muskegon backpack sometimes, or we work in Muskegon. I say, yeah, I'm just teach. I just don't say anything else. So they tell me like, yeah, ooh, they got King. I don't know what, you right. know, cameras are kind of young. They got King. Yeah, what they going to do with King? I was like, man, that kid been good since I was in the fifth grade with whatever he was at, Tri-County or whatever. He was a beast. I was like, he's going to be good. Well, it's not Division Eight, you know. It's
different. Right. No, it's Muskegon
football. So they saying that. And I'm like, I said, they don't know what he really is. So they play them. They win. Then he said, well, you know, they play one of their
East Grand Rapids. Yep. You got East Grand Rapids.
Yep, they kept on saying.
Tradition. Tradition team, yeah.
Yep, they kept on saying.
Shores, right.
Can he throw? Can he do this? Can he do that? I'm like, he kept on doing it.
Yeah, he's doing it with his legs. He's doing it with his legs. And he proved he can do it with his arm.
Yeah,
you know?
He did it. So,
yeah, kid is amazing, man.
He's a kid. Yeah. Again, I'm going to say he's a kid.
Yeah. So. He got all the major universities knocking at his door. But, again, he's got that good parenting that is not going to let him, you know, get the big head, if you will. That's not going to happen. And he's not pressured into making any kind of decision. Enjoy this part of your life, all right? You're a junior. You got another senior year to go. Stay grounded. Enjoy. Because, you know, of course, he's going to play basketball. Yeah. So he's going from one sport to the other. And, you know, nothing but the best is going to happen to this kid. He is, like I said, a great young man and just have a tremendous support system around him. And that's absolutely wonderful, man. So, yeah, we need to applaud the awarding of that trophy, and there's still yet one to be awarded. Yet is the Mr. Football, only because he's a junior, and that predominantly is done over on the east side of the state. Probably won't get it this year, but next year it'll be his turn to get it. And I think we got one more piece about football before we move on, and that's the Ohio State and Michigan game for basically a run at the Big Ten title. And a shot at possibly a national title.
Yep, the BCS.
Yeah, so Michigan is in their driver's seat with something that hasn't happened to that program in years. I think the numbers is like Urban Meyer is like 8-0 against Michigan, which is a huge lopsided advantage for Ohio State. But right now they got the Wolverines favored to win. Then they play Northwestern if they were to win, and then they might get a draw with Alabama. Who wants that draw? I don't know. I know I wouldn't, but you know, players sure would welcome that event. So that's like the football weekend in Michigan. You know, the Lions got Chicago on Thanksgiving Day, which could get pretty ugly. But as tradition goes, you know, we watch the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, win, lose, or draw.
Three turkey legs.
Yeah. Yeah, three turkey legs. So,
man.
But
speaking of turkey, I had some at my barbershop that they was frying turkeys. I had some turkey necks, fried turkey necks. That was that was good.
Brothers know how to get it in.
Brothers know how to
celebrate that holiday.
Yeah, they was frying the turkeys. They was like, I said, man, let me get something. I said, no, I for tomorrow, Chauncey. He said, you eat these turkey necks. So I was like, that's all. I'll start eating the turkey necks. But that's it.
That's all right. That's
better than chitlins. It's better than chitlins.
Better than chitlins? Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had chitlins in years.
So they tried them chitlins, okay.
Yeah, I haven't tried them. So, you know, it's a holiday coming up, and we got what? LeBron James, they playing against Cleveland.
Okay, it's his home week. Going. He's coming home tonight.
Yeah, he's coming home.
I think he's going to get a really welcoming round of applause. Yeah. I don't think the folks in Cleveland are as disappointed as they were when he first left.
He gave him something, and he told him why he leaving.
Yeah. It was a business decision, man.
It's about my kids.
And everybody that know anything about business say, hey, when it's time to go, you got to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'll be trying to lock in and catch a little bit of that game tonight.
Yeah, but I think OKC plays against Golden, the struggling Golden State.
Right yeah, now, yeah, so. Golden State got some issues going on. Yeah, yeah, and talk about the other night that Durant mumbled something to the effect that that's why I'm out of here.
Yeah.
When him and Draymond got into it. And, of course, you know, they know that LeBron would welcome him in L.A. So that yet remains to be seen.
He got shattered ego. He's one of those brothers like, how can you be on a platform that big and you
fragile?
And you so fragile.
It's fragile, man. I don't know.
Mama's boy, man.
Yeah. That's yeah. I'd have to admit to that.
Yeah, it's mama's boy.
Can't argue with that one, coach.
Yep. I've seen that. There's nothing wrong with it. And then you know his image is just tarnished for just taking. I might even bring it again. I know a lot of people love him, but it's just hey. He's Kevin Durant. He's good. He got two championships. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yep. For whatever
stay
reason.
Where you at. Don't go nowhere else and mess up your image. You already stay where you at.
Yep. Retire.
Yeah, retire
then. When you leave there.
$100 million, $100 million.
Spend anywhere in the world.
Yeah. American only can dollars. Have so much money.
American dollars. Yep.
So I was also at the barbershop today. I was when I went in and I'm seeing, I'm like, because I've heard I've had several people approach me and say, kids listen to this show.
Oh, good, man.
You know,
that's awesome.
Kids do like 4th, 5th, 6th grade, 7th grade. A lot of my students say they do. I'm like, wow, they say, I hear you, Mr. Williams. I listen to you on Saturday. I'm like, oh, thank you.
That's encouraging.
So, yeah, that's encouraging me. Let me know that. Watch my language.
Of course.
Watch my behavior. I know, but that's. I wouldn't do that on air. I wouldn't do that nowhere anyway.
We
but
know that.
Yeah, that's. But it's just making sure that I bring the kids in. So, I was at the barbershop today and I was sitting there and I seen a little kid watching a cartoon, right? And he was really into it. And I was like, what is he watching? So it was called the Teen Titans Go, right?
Never heard of it. Girl.
Never heard of it. But all these so-called, like a Batman and Robin, all these superheroes, right? And they in the episode, and I'm taking my jacket off. He said, yeah, we got to help somebody get an apartment, right? So I think it was Batman and Robin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Robin, in this episode, I saw it's episode 6. You can check it out on YouTube or wherever. It says, so Robin traces credit card purchases to an apartment where some like evil villain is there, but he's trying to get them to check their credit reports.
Okay.
And all the characters are puzzled about what credit it is. And this little boy is like really watching it. So I had to ask him what it was and everything. He told me, he said, I watch this all the time. I was like, they giving some real knowledge away. So when he said, they was like, what's credit? So so what happened is, for my generation, it went right into the Charlie Brown voice.
Okay.
When all the adults talking Charlie Brown, it was like, rum, 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 rum. They was like, oh, you going to have to explain that again, Robin. He said, okay, let's take it simple. He broke it all the way down, so then he had these 4 dogs. He had a pit bull, like a Doberman pincher, a canine, and a chihuahua. And I think the pit bull got a lock on you, like, if you don't save 6 months of advanced income or an accident happen, this can happen. So it attacked one of the superheroes. I was just like, whoa, the dog is it's a cartoon. Then next was like, if you don't have no life insurance, another dog attacked another superhero. So it's like the screen's got 2 people getting attacked by dogs.
Uh-huh.
Then the third one said, if you don't have no health or medical insurance, if you ain't saving for that, I'm looking like, if you don't have no auto insurance.
Okay, saving for retirement.
Yeah, retirement. So there's all that. So these, it's like a screen. Had a screen with 4 dogs attacking 4 of these superheroes. So mm-hmm. So the concept, I looked at it, I said, wow, these superheroes are very powerful, but they didn't prepare for the future. That's what the whole theme of it was.
Okay.
Prepare for your future. Yeah. Make sure you got balance.
You can be attacked by either one of these categories.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just happened to put up 4. Potentially, it could be all 4.
Yes.
But, you know, all you need is 1 to financially, devastate your income.
Yep. It's strange that I'm over 40, you over 40. We're talking about a cartoon.
Cartoons.
But just seeing how the kid was involved.
That's really neat, man.
Man.
Is that somebody had the foresight to start trying to get young people to understand about these phenomenons that they'll reach in life, which is, like you said, health insurance, life insurance, planning for retirement, your credit rating, credit purchases, things like that. So at least what will happen is, if they don't totally get the concept of it, they'll understand that the term was, and maybe can ask their parents or someone else to help them get them a better understanding of what was the message. what that message is. But that's right. I've never heard that before, man.
Man, I walked in on that. I'm gonna watch it tonight when I go home. That's gonna be my thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my granddaughter. I'm gonna ask her to look it up for me, man. See
Teen
what
Titans
do.
Go
and just Teen Titans Go
and do the search on credit and then just watch. Yeah. I'm watching again tonight. I'm gonna learn me something on a cartoon.
Yeah, because, I mean, those are subjects that we basically could talk about every week some form or fashion.
Yeah, but like we know, we're finishing up our Money Magazine topic, which is we went through credit, we went through ID theft, we went through home insurance, college, and these are the last two categories, which are retirement and insurance. So that's two of the dogs that was biting on the cereal.
Two of the dogs, huh?
Okay. Yeah, so I just put it like that. So it says, for retirement, and I've done this several years ago, if everybody should do this, Tony. It says, set up an online account with the Social Security.
Yes.
Go on to see your benefits, your credits, how much money you got, what program you in, because it's different programs.
Based on your age.
Yep.
Okay, if you retire early, start taking those benefits. Of course, they reduce benefits. And I think, they do have a scale now. Like for your generation, it may be 67 before you can get full retirement. I mean, for my generation, it's like 65. And you know, you need to know those kinds of things. And the other caveat to that is the medical insurance, because now when you start getting Social Security, you know, you qualify for the Medicare coverage.
And you have to pay for that.
There are parts of the Medicare coverage that has to be paid for you by out of pocket. Some of that will come out of your Social Security benefits, but your Medicare Part A, Part B, which is like your co-pays for your doctor visits and certain procedures that you may get, has to be paid separately.
I've seen that. Some guy was telling me, say, they're taking $100 out of my check a month.
Yeah, so you can't really wait until you start getting those benefits to make those decisions. You should be able to formulate what kind of expenditures you will have prior to starting to receive those benefits. But you say, if you go online, you can get a projection of what that would look like, so you'll know better how to plan.
Yep. So here's a tip that they have. It says, this will prevent you, if you do it now, it says even if you are years from retirement, this will prevent the identity thefts from creating fraudulent accounts and applying for your benefits in your name.
Mm-hmm.
People will steal your benefits.
Well, you know, we see that every tax year, right? Where certain people will claim a certain individual, but everything now is tied to your Social Security number. And I know people that have filed their IRS tax forms and get a letter back stating that the individual that you listed is already being claimed by someone else. Wait a minute. So that child living in this house with me. That's my child. How's somebody else claiming him? That's identity theft.
So they can get that. If they can get that information, they can get your retirement. If you're not checking on your retirement like we've been doing, like I said, I can go online. I got my code and everything. And then every year they send me a statement in the mail, but I check anyway.
You know, it's not as prevalent now as it used to be, but I can remember my mom telling me, 40 years ago that she had checked her Social Security benefits way before she was trying to retire and had found out that her Social Security number was incorrect in the Social Security database. So what would have happened was she would have worked all those years, and when it came time for her to actually start claiming her benefits, she probably wouldn't have gotten them because they went into somebody else's account. And who knows how long it would take to figure that out with the IRS. So the thing to do is to do it now, or if you're a young person, just make sure that it is all your numbers are correct on your documents that you have at work as far as your W-2 and your W-4 forms. But yeah, those things happen. Numbers get transposed.
Mine was like that when I first set my online account up. It said instead of 1977, mine said 1967.
Okay. Transpose the number.
Yep. So I had to make sure. But if I didn't do that, they'd have me 10 years ahead of time. Which I could have retired 10 years early.
Right. You would have.
With no money. Not with 10 years less money.
Yeah, zero in your account, Mr. Williams.
What?
It's zero.
It's not you. 1977. Oh.
So yeah, and who knows what that kind of work would it take to go back and fix that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Social Security, dealing with the government itself, is such a cumbersome event. It just sounds like a nightmare. I wouldn't even want to have to live through that.
Yeah. But even if it says if you put you could put a freeze on your credit records, but you'll need to lift it to go into the Social Security account, right? Mm-hmm. But they use your credit reports. Social Security does, because it's your Social Security number.
Yes, it is.
To access yourself. So they use your credit report to access your identity for this Social Security account.
To make sure you are who you say you are.
Man, imagine having I ain't never think about that, like having bad credit and being retired.
Chances
are. Is that
are,
possible?
Chances are you're not. The only way you retire with bad credit is that your job just told you to leave. they left.
Is that like, is like, that's like an oxymoron. Like, you live your whole life to retirement and you got bad credit in your 60s and 70s. Is that,
which means chances are that you really didn't do a good job of saving for retirement.
That's poor manager. Be like, okay. Poor manager.
And, you know, one of the things that I was listening to on CNBC the other day was about these 401ks versus defined pension plans. And unfortunately, a lot of companies are going to the 401k, but the mistake is made when people get, you know, $80,000, $90,000 built up in it, and they run into some kind of a financial bind, they want to go borrow that money.
They tap it.
Okay? And you just think, if that was a defined pension plan, you couldn't do it.
You couldn't touch it.
That option's not available.
Get you discipline.
Yeah. It was. You couldn't do it, man. And now it just makes it so easy that a lot of people, when they get to retirement, they didn't eat that money up.
Yeah, like even for myself, when I had financial struggles, I had an account that I could go in, but I had my pension. I couldn't touch it.
Totally separate.
And that's good. I'm glad I didn't touch it.
Yep.
Because you look at it like, yeah, I'm glad that system is safe. But I'm the last of the 10-year people that have that plan set up where I'll see a security, I'll see a pension, and I'll see my investments.
So is it now, as teachers – new teachers coming in, do they still get pensions now, or do they have that 403B plan or what have you? 403B
plan, like we have, but I have that in and my pension.
You still get your pension.
Yes.
Okay.
So they got a 403B plan, that's it.
I know a lot of them are moving totally away from defined pension plans only because of the cost of the administration of those plans. So you're one of the lucky ones then.
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. So it says, next, like you just said, if you're self-employed, open a solo 401k, you talked about that.
Got one of those.
A K. Yep.
It's called a single K. Mine is a single K.
You put you could put it up to $18,000 in 2018, $24,000 if you're 50 years or older, plus as much as 20% of your net self-employment income, up to a total of $55,000.
That's a lot of cash, man.
Yep. $61,000 if you're 50 years or older, or the amount of a freelance income of the year, which is whatever less. Your contributions are tax deductible and they grow tax deferred until you take withdrawals in retirement. Fidelity, Schwab, and other financial institutions offer low cost solo Ks. I had a guy who was in a sauna the other day talking. He was talking about his K. He a business owner.
Single K.
And he's with Fidelity. Yep. And he talked about that. He was explaining. I was like, man, it's a good time to do a show on that.
It is.
Yeah, he says it benefits me. He said they're taking care of my money. So I got a nice little chunk coming all the time.
Yeah. And if you are a sole proprietor, a business owner, and you don't have anything set up for retirement, retirement may not be an option for you, because the only thing that you would have other than whatever you saved in your savings account is your Social Security, and that only depends if you've been paying into the Social Security, because as a sole proprietor or business owner, a lot of times guys don't do that, okay? They don't pay into the Social Security program. And if you don't pay in, you don't get anything out.
No. So. And like you said, that's something to work towards, even for me as a business owner, to start thinking about just putting money there.
You should.
Yeah, just because.
Yeah. You know, you do have a defined pension, but you never know at what point in time you decide to have a career change. Okay? You have a career change, and you walk away from those types of benefits that you have because you want the freedom now of being an entrepreneur. You want to have things in place, systems in place, where you can divert money into that. So over the next 10, 15, 20 years, you got money going there. So when you do decide to walk away, you have some kind of retirement plan.
There it is. So then the next one, I know you like this one. Open a Roth IRA. You can contribute after-tax money, which grows tax-free, and withdrawals in retirement are tax-free too.
Yes, it is, man. It's just one of the greatest investment tools out here for the average investor, okay? And there's talk about folks in Washington taking it off the table because it is so attractive.
It's protective.
And popular. Yeah. You know, the difference is that traditional Roth, traditional IRA, was created by a senator from Idaho whose last name was Roth. That's the new one is Roth from Idaho. But the purpose of it is just what it says. IRA is an individual retirement account. That means that you can't have a joint account with your wife. Okay? You can list her as a beneficiary. But you put money into that account, and it's tax sheltered. So over the course of the year, you put $10,000 in. At the end of the year, you made $100,000. You get the credit of $10,000 for putting it in your traditional IRA. So basically, you drop your taxable income to 90.
And we need that. I know that. I like that.
The downside is that when you actually take distribution of that money, it becomes a taxable event. And if tax rates continue to climb,
that's going
to
be the problem.
Then you pay taxes at a higher rate than you did 20 years ago when you put the money in. The Roth is, if I put in $10,000 this year, I made $100,000, my taxable income is still $100,000. I don't get a tax benefit for the $10,000 that I put in my Roth. But what I do get is, when I take the distribution out of that Roth 10 years, 20 years from now, I pay no taxes. It is not a taxable event. So for a lot of people, for a lot of people, it's good to have them both. Okay, because yes, sometimes in life, when you get like empty nesters, you start to be an empty nester, you lose your children as dependents. So now, you know, your income is taxed at a higher rate.
Find some way to fix that income.
So you can tax shelter some of that money, but yet you can take some of it, put it into the Roth. So whereas if you 20 years from now, if you start taking distribution, you can take partial out of the traditional, partial out of the Roth. So that tax hit is not as heavy because you're using both of those vehicles to plan your retirement. Very simple products to get started. You can contribute it on a monthly basis. You can start with as little as $25 a month in an IRA. And even if you have a pension plan or retirement plan at work, it never hurts to have a supplemental plan outside, especially if you're talking $25 a month.
Yeah, it's easy money. Easy money to put away.
You know, right? Most people waste $25 a month and they can't tell you where it's at. At least you have a product that will show you where your money is at.
There it is. I had an adult approach me the other day and said her child listened to this show, and she was like, her child is interested in buying stocks. So what I told them, I said, there's different platforms out there, but if you want to be safe and secure and you want to help your daughter learn how to do it in a safe way, use your spare change when they round up, go to Acorn. Acorn.com, set up an account. Man, that change, the trickle off and stuff. You won't believe how much money you have. I have saved up in Acorn. I don't even look at it. I just set it and forget it. And it just goes to certain stocks that I buy in, and it's very beneficial. So the scripture I have today is called From Good for Nothing, Trust God with the Least. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 11 through 12. It says, starting at verse 11, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord. And this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone. For you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand. And at your discretion, people are made great and given strength." I made a status. I said, when you go from mediocre to a new level, remember, you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So don't think it's your blessing. Right. It's your opportunity to bless somebody else, because you know how I feel to be mediocre.
Oh, yeah.
So don't look down on nobody's situation and make sure you pay it forward. Like I bought some tires for my wife's car, and it was like, man, these tires kind of good. I said, well, they've been on there since 2013. She just don't drive the car that much. And it was like, well, you want to take them off and put them back in your car? I said, I'm not a tire salesman. I said, what you going to do? I said, I remember being in college, and I had a truck, and it was some guy in Detroit. He was getting rims. And he took the factory stock rims and put them on my vehicle for me and just gave them to me. So I say, these tires are from somebody else that might need them. And there he said, go. Man, you know what? He said, women be coming here sometime crying. They have a blowout or something, and we don't have no tires. We give them.
Gift them those tires, man.
So that's what you got to look
that's
at.
Awesome, brother.
Yep. So when you go from mediocre to a new level, don't forget about where you came from, because it's not for you. It's for somebody else. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.